To most New Mexicans, this is a familiar face. But do you know how it all started back in 1926?
The official story is that it was an outgrowth of a request by the city council to some of the artists to create something that would add a little levity to Fiesta. Fiesta was strictly a religious festival at the time. Some of the older artists believe that the real version was a little more informal, that they may have been having drinks at La Fonda one day and decided, come on guys, let's lighten this project up a little bit.
Zozobra, or Old Man Gloom, was only 10 feet tall in those days, but now he towers 40 feet above the Santa Fe crowd.
And Will Schuster was the brain man behind the whole thing, and he was assisted by Gustav Baumann, who was a local artist, and Jacques Cartier, who was the first fire dancer, and he performed a little minimal fire dance around the 10-foot Zozobra, and they lit him. And then, as Schuster later said, it just grew bigger and bigger and better every year.
And he came here in 1920 from the East, from Philadelphia. He actually came here to die under a death sentence because he had tuberculosis. And in those days, they would send people to Santa Fe, into the mountains, to get cured of tuberculosis. And indeed, he cured himself. And one of the great legacies of Will Schuster, the painter, inventor, party giver, is Zozobra.
Zozobra today, from my point of view, is the last community and delightful pagan festival in this country. Yes, we still have Mardi Gras in New Orleans, but this is a more intimate pagan festival, if you will.